Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for the month of November, and we brought in some heavy losses across the board. The grain started on the defense and traded with some good losses or heavy losses for the first four sessions, with a lot of the selling coming from improving fundamentals as rain moves across the U.S. Southern Plains, bringing much relief to the winter wheat region. South America continues to see good rains as Brazil and Argentina have been seeing on and off showers, which has certainly helped to push planting progress and brought it back to at least be close to average pace for the most part. But we're also seeing some economic issues as far as the U.S. is concerned that's putting pressure on, and some political as the market isn't as comfortable with a few of the appointees for some of the cabinet positions, and that has caused a little bit of concerns about the potential for U.S. demand and U.S. production moving forward. All that came in and put some heavy pressure on through Thursday. But Friday, we did see a little bit of a bounce in the market. And we've got wheat trading down close to its contract lows. We broke through support in corn and soybeans on Thursday. We were able to trade back above them, but we didn't close above those levels on Friday for corn and soybeans. So hopefully we can start the week off with a little bit of strength, and that can help add a little bit of support back into the marketplace. As we wrapped up, though, we saw Minneapolis wheat losing 25 to 20 cents, while Chicago wheat was down 33 to 36. We lost 25 cents in Kansas City. Corn was the best performer, losing only 7 to 9 cents. While soybeans were down 32 to 35 cents, soybean oil also having a tough week, finishing down $3 to $3.50, while bean oil was down $6 to $7. Canola also trading on the defense, losing anywhere from $17 to $18. In the meats, we saw the live cattle market mainly mixed here, steady, down 5 to 75 strong gains. Feeder cattle market, as that market gained over $5.50, and also seeing the hogs slip a little bit, down $1 to $2. And the outside markets, crude oil was down $3.50. Gold lost $125. We saw the dollar up about 0.2 cents, and we did also see the Dow Jones about 620 points lower.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.